Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, man sagt, dass man auch ist, Perik Ches Mischner Wawo Menayin, hoya Mevien es Hayayin. And from where did they bring the wine? Sagt der Mischner, Kirutzim v'hatulim, these are names of places. These two places called Kirutzim and Hatulim, Alfaloyoyin, that's like the grade A, the top rank when it comes to wine. So if you can, wine for the Nesachim should come from here. Shneelahen, second to them, is Beis Rima, place called Beis Rima, Ubeis Lavan Bahar, and Beis Lavan, but the one that's up on the mountain. Uchvar Signa, also Kvar Signa, is in this second level or second rank, but which Kvar Signa? The one Babika, that's in the valley. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Kala Ratzah Seyaksheres, Be'emes, all lands are kosher for Nesachim, Elamikano Yemevien, this is normally where people would bring the wine from. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Emevin lemi beis hazvalim, we should not bring wine for Nesachim. From grapevines that are in a field that requires zevel, that you have to fertilize it, lemi beis hashlachin, nor from a field that you have to bring water into it, that requires irrigation, lemi mashin nizr b'neyan, nor from grapevines that have seeds planted between them. These types of vines don't give out, don't produce the best grapes. But v'mhevi, if you do bring wine, for Nesachim, from one of these places, b'di'evit, kasher is kasher. Vayitra says, the Mishnah, ein mevien el yoistan. We don't bring el yoistan wine. What is el yoistan wine? It's a wine that's sweet, and the Batanura explains they would hang the grapes in the sun to sweeten them. In Greek, sun is yoistan. So el yoistan wine means very sweet wine, where the grapes were hung in the sun. But that's lechet chilevim. Maybe if he does bring it, kasher. Vayitra says in Mishnah, Ein mevien yashan. We don't bring old wine. Zakta batanura sha'avri olav shnayim asachaydish. It's more than 12 months old. Divei Rebbe yazayhalt Rebbe. What happens after 12 months, it begins to lose a little bit of its redness, says the batanura. And Shlomo Melech warns us, stay away from the good wine, which is red. So we see that good wine is red. V'chachamim achshirim, but the chachamim say it's kasher. Rebbe also holds b'diavad it's kasher, but the chachamim say it's kasher l'chadchila. Vayitra says Mishnah, Emevi and Loimasik, we don't bring sweet wine. Didn't we just say that? Isn't that what the Yoistan wine is? No, Yoistan wine, we sweeten by exposing the grapes to the sun. Here we're talking about wine from grapes that became sweet on their own. We didn't hang them in the sun. Veloim Ushan, not wine that was made from grapes that were smoked. Ushan is smoke, like it says by Matan Torah, Vayal Ashanai Ke'eshan Akivshan. Veloim Vushal, and not wine that is cooked. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains that grapes that are bitter, sometimes we smoke or cook them to sweeten them. But you can't bring the sachem from this wine. In these cases, vim hevi, even b'di'evit, if he brings them, pasul, it's not good. Vayitra says in Mishnah, emevien min hadolios. These are vines that we kind of connect or spin around poles that are high over the ground. Ela min haroiglios. We want the grapes that come from vines that grow along the ground, they produce much better grapes because they grow close to the soil. The vines that hang on these poles don't produce such good grapes. Furthermore, umin akramim huavudim. You want vines that grow along the ground, and a kerem is a vineyard. We want it to come from kramim that people work hard on. Huavudim means they work with this twice a year. Twice a year, what do? They dig around the vines to turn over the ground, turn over the roots. They make special holes to be able to inject water. It's a whole process. It's an avodah that you have to work with. Okay, let's quickly chazer over our Mishnah, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah began by asking, where do they bring the wine from for Nesachim? The Mishnah said that the place is called Krusayim and Tulayim. Grapes that grow there are the best for the wine. If you can't get that, second best, Beis Rima, Beis Lavan that's up on the mountain, and Kvar Signa that's down in the valley. Although all lands are kosher, but preferably from these places. And just like we learned in regard to the flowers, same is true for the wine. We'd rather not bring wine for Nesachim from fields that have to be fertilized, from fields that have to be irrigated, from fields that there are seeds in the middle. These grapes aren't high-quality grapes, but b'di'evit it's kosher. We said you don't bring El Yoistan, that's wine, made out of grapes that were hung in the sun. B'di'evit, though it's kosher. Rebbe holds lechatchila, you should not bring wine. That's more than 12 months old. It loses some of its redness. The Chachamim say it's kosher even lechatchila. If the grapes produce sweet wine, not because it was hung in the sun, but it itself produces sweet wine, that means it's an inferior grape, and that is possible even by the Eved. For that matter, sometimes when they're bitter, the grapes are smoked or cooked, but you can't use this for Nesachim, and it's possible even by the Eved. We don't want grapes that are hanging on poles. We want the ones that are close to the ground, and we want them from vineyards where there's work being put into the vineyards to make good grapes. I don't want to get into the halacha aspect of this, but I just want you to understand the shaila. Some hold that lechatchila, wine for kiddush, or the dalet kaisais, has to be the kind of wine that is roi for nesachim. It's supposed to be from wine that is roi for nesachim. That should lechera mean that you can't cook the wine, or it shouldn't have sugar inside. Yet for other reasons, to prevent problems with yayin nesach or stam yayin, we would dafka want the yayin to be mevushel. So that's a problem sometimes. Again, there are many different shitas, whether it is a problem, whether it's not a problem. Just wanted you to be aware of this.